Hey guys, be a part of the Bob Culture Podcast by supporting me on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. Welcome to episode 22 of the Bob Culture Podcast. You can catch them at their EP release show at Paul's Tavern in Lake Como on July 22nd with Metal Life Crisis, Mind Riot, and the Black Clouds. All awesome bands. This is going to be a good lineup. They're turning the page right now, going to the next chapter, and we are now entering the fire era of Roulette. I'm joined by Jess, Greg, Joe, and Anthony. Guys, Roulette is here. Welcome back to the Bob Culture Podcast, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back. How's everything going?
Good.
Yep, everything's moving along.
It seems that way. Yeah, everything really is moving. Last time I talked to you guys, almost a year to the date. I think we're a few days off. You guys are very consistent. You know, you guys get things done. I like that. You guys have been busy since we last spoke. You have new look, new gear, new logo. Like we said, a new chapter for the band. What's changed since a year ago?
Well, I mean, obviously, like you said, the look, not to sound cliche, it seems like things have gone a little darker. The music's gotten a little bit heavier, and that seems to be the direction we're going, a little on the progressive dabbling in that era.
Cool.
Kind of thing. But yeah, we've been working hard on the album, which we recorded with the guys at Architect Music in Butler. That was great. And just trying to set up things for our future and treat this, you know, still fun, but more like a business. Like, you know, hey, let's you know, do things professionally.
Awesome. Yeah, and I saw Joe, he grew the beard and he had the Dave Grohl thing going for a little bit. But that picture looked great. As soon as I saw that, you know, I kind of got like the idea of where, you know, without even hearing any music, where you guys wanted to go, that you're taking things seriously. And I noticed, we'll talk about the video in a little bit, but in the pictures and then the video, those patches you had with the new logo. Tell me, first of all, I thought the patches are cool. Do you guys have any more patches? Those are cool. But tell me a little bit about how like the logo changed a little bit and those patches. I thought that was really interesting.
You want me to? Okay.
Yeah, you can talk.
Well, that symbol you see, which we can go into a whole 20-minute conversation about what it is, because we actually do know what it is, but we call it the Kingdom Seal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's what it's called, and actually every single line actually has, like, a meaning. Like, off the top of my head, the two lines going across the middle represents, like, the crossroads, and it, like, separates, like, heaven and hell, and then,
That's interesting.
Yeah, and then there's another, like, little thing about it. There's some people say it looks evil, for example. They're like, oh, that's just, like, you know. But really, and you could, if you count the little circles on the outside, there are six little circles, and people say, oh, well, it's six. You know, yeah. Six.
Circle,
but a lot of people miss the big circle, which is actually the seventh circle, which is actually a holy symbol.
Yeah, which is a holy
symbol. So sometimes... So
it's really, like...
It's not always what it seems.
Yeah, it's more about perspective. Kind of like, you're familiar with the Rorschach test?
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure.
So, it's like the first thing that pops in your mind.
Right, when you see the...
Right. So, it kind of looks like a goat head, but there's also, if you flip it over, you look it upside down, it looks, there's three points which form a crown, which alludes to a trinity, which alludes to, you know, so it's got a lot.
It's got a lot of, like, play on religious undertones,
right.
But good and evil.
Interesting. So it's kind of, you know, some people look at something and they automatically assume something.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the thought behind that. You guys know I like that stuff. Like, you guys have always done with your music videos, like always, you know, messages and stuff like that. So it's cool you guys are thinking with that. Who came up with the logo? You guys all worked on it? Or
that was Joe.
Joe at work.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool, man. I like it a lot. So you guys came out with an EP. Am I allowed to ask how many tracks or not yet?
Yeah,
it's five song EP.
All right, awesome. And the name of it is Fire. Tell me a little bit about, if you can, tell me what you can tell me about Fire. Where did the name come from?
We kind of wanted to do like a dark and light theme, right?
Right, that's how it started, yeah.
And we didn't want to do like the black and white because that's kind of been done.
Sure.
So someone was like, well, why don't we do Fire? Then you know, maybe later on we could do something else.
Yeah.
To reflect, you know, instead of Dark and
Which
Light
we have planned.
Which we have planned. I mean, it kind of started from, like, I think originally, like, a year or two ago, we wanted to do it full length.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is to have a good recording done and to put the, as much effort as we put into everything, we just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I know the deal.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we were just like, well, let's split it into, like, part one and part two.
Yeah,
so
two
that's,
different EPs.
So, Fire EP is, I mean, the whole thing is another kind of, like, story or allegory or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So, this whole Fire EP is kind of, like, the problem we're addressing, and it's about thinking about solutions and dealing with your actions, and I think, and the actual event of it happening.
Yeah,
and then regret, I think.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's very much a focus on, I guess without giving away too much, like the primal instincts of man. There's a lot of things with violence and revenge and then acting upon that and, like she said, then feeling bad. So Fire is a very
aggressive.
It's destructive, mm-hmm. but it also is rebirth. Afterwards. So that's kind of what the second half's gonna focus on, but you know, that'll be in the future.
Very interesting. I like it. This is very thought out. I mean,
yeah.
I expected nothing less from you guys, of course, but
took
it's
us
really,
about a year.
It's, yeah, so, hey,
we're slow.
It takes time. Hey, I understand.
We're very slow working.
No, you got, but it, I mean, it paid off, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It looks great. Now, last time you guys were here, I was talking to Jess. We were talking about a little bit how you guys write. You guys kind of answered this a little bit already, but just to elaborate on this. You guys said half of the experience is taken from real-world experience and half is from a fictional world, and then always you guys are sticking with those cryptic messages. Is this kind of the same idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same idea?
If not even more so than ever.
Yeah. More than ever.
Yeah.
See, this is why you guys got to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
We're getting good stuff. Like, even with the logo, it's some good stuff. All right, so you guys came out with Kingdom Here Come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The music video came out yesterday. I loved it. So many things I could say about this. First thing I noticed, I thought the quality of recording was great. I thought the song sounded great. I loved the guitar riff. Vocals sounded great. Everything was awesome. We'll talk about the song. In fact, before, you guys want to throw it on? Should we throw it on and then talk about it?
Throw it on.
I like the song. I want to get to it.
Okay.
Let's do the song, and then we'll talk about the song, because it's
okay.
A good track. Guys, and you know what? When you listen to new stuff from a band, it's always like you get a little nervous. Where are they getting? We know where they're going to take this. You guys did good. Because I turned on, I'm like, this is good. You know, you get that first reaction. I'm going to shut up and let this song speak for itself.
All right.
Guys, Kingdom Here Come from Roulette. Check it out. We'll be right back. All right, guys, that was Kingdom Here Come by Roulette. Like I said earlier, you guys did it right. Awesome track. I'm excited for the rest of this. I'm excited for the other four tracks. I'm really excited for it. I may have mentioned I'm excited. The song starts with that the crickets, which I want to know about this. And then it's got a heavy riff, and it's like a, you know, a heavy, like you guys said, you're going for a heavier song or a heavier sound. But it starts with the acoustic, and I know nothing about guitar. It starts with the acoustic kind of riff and the, what is it, the slide?
Yeah,
the
slide, yeah. That's Mike playing that. Yeah, Mike kind of came up with that.
Yeah, tell me about that, like, whole intro from crickets to acoustic to boom.
Initially, when we first demoed this song, it was called, Hillbilly Beatdown or something.
Yeah. Lead, okay.
It's like really like Lead a Lie Low.
We call it Lead a Lie Low forever.
Yeah.
And it was just really like, I don't know what you call it, like, I guess sort of like almost like rockabilly, country, like folk, rockabilly kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I think when we were just trying to come up with a way to introduce it, we used that acoustic slide thing, which you see in a lot of that genre of music as the intro for it, and then you just kind of get hit in the face with...
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
But yeah, the song actually kind of started out as a joke. Believe it or not, like we were just messing with stuff.
I think Gregory came up with the riff.
Yeah,
I said to Kate several times, I love the riff. I really do. Good job, Eddie.
Yeah, it's just like boo-dee-dee, and then we sped it up.
Yeah,
yeah. It was so weird how it morphed into a song. It's got like a punk feel. It's got a metal feel, and then it goes into that down swinging beat. You know, and then everything synced up with that. So that's,
and there has been about a million revisions of this song. This song we've been worked on over 2 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of the first ones we started writing even while Brain Dead was still, like, going.
Sure.
Yeah. But the thing is, it was so kind of odd. It took us, like, a million times to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably have recordings of it from 2 years ago that don't sound anything like it is now. But, yeah, so this is, like, the one we've been working on the longest, I think, out of all of them.
So smart. Are you guys happy with the way it came out?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. It sounds really good.
It's worth all that work. A couple lines I noticed in the song, and you guys know this is my Achilles heel. Like, I, you know, again, I hit things with sticks. That's
well, hey, you know.
But I guess I won't ask for a theme, but I guess just something I kind of noticed in the song. Forgiveness is for angels. Lines like no second chance, nothing between the lines. I'm not good at interpreting this. But what would you guys want to? I know there's messages. I don't want to, like, just give it away. The meaning of this. I know you guys, like, kind of leave it, for the audience as well.
The song on the album, when you listen to it, it falls in a specific place for a reason.
Really? You guys got, there's something going on here.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's like Jess mentioned earlier. There's a point where an action takes place, and then this is the. I shouldn't have done that kind of thing.
Sure.
So it's like, but hey, you got to pay up. Like, you see how there's two voices in the song. One is Mike, one is Jess.
Yeah. Yes, right. Which I meant to talk about. Mike obviously is fighting crime right now.
He's helping Gotham out. Yeah.
Sloth man.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get there. The robbers are gone. He had good intention.
Yeah. But it's kind of like a pull back and forth of the conscience. And look, you made your bed, now lay in it. That's what Kingdom Here Come kind of means, you know, when you say from here to Kingdom Come, like, it's here now.
Yeah, and is it kind of like I said, no second chances? It's kind of like you want to be forgiven, but no, is it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that story where, I mean, everyone knows a story where you sell your soul to the devil, and, like, after you do that, I guess after your time is up, he comes for you.
Yeah, you can't get
so
out.
So, that's kind of like what it's referring back to. This can be really nerdy. I don't know if I even want to admit this, but when I wrote some of the lyrics of this song, 10 years late for everything, I started watching Supernatural.
Oh, my sister and my buddy.
Yeah, so, and that was, like, a big reoccurring theme, I think, in the first, like, 3 or 4 seasons, and I think that's where the idea came from.
Cool,
so,
interesting.
So, basically, I don't know the story exactly, but basically the devil comes back and takes your soul, and your heyday is done. Yeah. Like, that's it.
You're familiar with Ghost Rider, right? I mean, there you go. There's the stuff.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Which incarnation? Nicolas Cage. So, guys, you released this music video yesterday. I was like, oh, the video's here. You know, they're coming on tomorrow. Gotta watch the video. I played it a bunch of times. Really, really great. Like I said, love the riff.
Thanks.
Love the song, you know. You guys went in the right direction. I love it. I'm excited for the rest of it. I feel like this is just a puzzle piece from what you guys are telling me. This is like a puzzle piece of this big picture. These five tracks. I can't wait to get the EP. So you guys made this music video directed by Chris Knight.
Yes, he's who we use for... He's done all of our videos. Yeah. He's just a wonderful friend. And
so you guys like him?
Yes.
Oh, he's so awesome.
Good. So I thought it was cool how... I want to say... witch or demon or almost like the ring girl kind of character. You give me a noun for this, unless you don't want to.
Witch of the woods?
Say witch.
Yeah, witch. I said witch, demon. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
Okay, but there were... She was almost possessing you guys,
exactly.
Which I thought was cool, like singing along with the lyrics and, you know, kind of coming up to you with your instruments that I thought was cool. Then you ultimately, the books involved, you guys ultimately kind of form around the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cool. First of all, who was the actress?
Oh, her name's Lindsay.
Her name
I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's not coming to me right now. But
good job. Good job, Adeline. Great job. I thought it was really good. Now, Joe, I see you as a co-director, man. I think that's pretty cool. I've always wanted to direct a video. Maybe one day I'll get to do it. But tell me about the video concept. Who came up with it? And then, Joe, I want you to tell me a little bit about sitting, getting out from behind the drum throne and get behind the camera.
Me, but yeah. I
think we kind of all came up with it.
Yeah, it was like a starting point.
And then we just
maybe I don't even remember who threw out the idea, and then we kind of ran with it.
Because
initially I had this idea where the slide guitar came into place, and I actually drew like a storyboard for it. I wanted a guy sitting by a fire playing the guitar to shoot like a teaser for the album, and then that's where you got the thing with Mike. And then American Horror Story, the latest season, kind of played a role in sparking the idea.
You know,
of the
we
witch.
Didn't. Was it good? We didn't finish the.
It was
season.
The ending. Admittedly, kind of sucked.
Oh, but, good
but
to know.
There,
now
there,
I have
there
to.
Was, there was
but
some.
Go ahead.
There was some good episodes.
Okay,
there.
just that you mentioned it. But go ahead.
But yeah, I mean the co-directing thing's cool. I mean, Chris, I can't say I did a whole bunch. You know, I had some shot ideas, and he helps me frame them and think. Chris knows what he's doing. The guy draws, he paints, he shoots videos, he plays bass.
He plays drums and guitar.
He plays
drums.
Yeah, he's like sick.
It's stupid.
So I kind of tell him, look, this is what I want to accomplish. I wanted the drone shots, the overhead. You saw the symbol, how it's formed on the ground.
I thought that was interesting.
So Anthony and I kind of made that, just dragging sticks around and... then we had a guy, Jeremy Scarapaccia, I can't remember his last name, but he had brought a drone out last second and managed to accomplish those shots, which I don't see anybody else doing that around here, so I thought, you know, that's really cool.
It's funny, I wanted to talk about the drone real quick, because, I'm looking at all the credits and stuff in the video, and I saw a drone camera, and you don't think about it when you watch it, you know, you just see the overhead shot, and you're into the story, you're not really thinking, oh, how did they get that overhead shot? So, you said it was just kind of last minute, or someone had a drone?
Yeah,
or
I told Chris, I'm like, I really would like to try to do this thing
Brilliant.
With the drone.
Sure.
And he has like a glide cam and all this stuff, but to do what we wanted... We couldn't really be done with what we had, so he's like, oh, let me contact my buddy. And he came and made the video great, I think, with those really special, you know, moments.
Those
special
with
shots.
One battery charge, too.
With one battery
really?
Charge.
Yeah. That makes it interesting.
We
didn't
in.
Have that many chances.
Yeah.
We're like, get it right.
But yeah, the...
it was close.
You said the concept of the video, you kind of nailed it.
Okay.
Was with, the idea was we are in kind of... playing in this area we shouldn't be playing in, and quite literally,
Oh, really? Okay. More on
and,
that later. Yeah.
And Jess had this idea. It was her idea of like, let's have this cult kind of feel to it. So, and then yes, the witch is there, and we're on her basically on her grounds, and she possesses us and gets in our ear, and she's speaking through us, much like someone who's possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how she comes initially and takes a hold of us and puts her hands on us, and she gets closer and the influence gets greater. And then by the end of the, not to give the ending away, but by the end of that, we're all, you know,
puppets.
In a, yeah, puppets,
just
basically.
Puppets. Yeah.
And she's moving around and controlling us with her hands, and that was the idea.
Really good. And great cinematography, too, I gotta say. While we're listening to the song, Greg mentioned there's a little story. We're talking about the patches and the new logo, which kind of comes into play in the video several times. Greg, tell us about your little lunch break.
So, halfway through the day, we took lunch. and Anthony and I went to this little restaurant called La Scarpetta, and we're sitting there ordering our food, and this I don't know, middle-aged older guy comes in, and he gives us just a really weird look, like, why the hell are you guys dressed like you're in, like, a Satan-worshipping church? And so he's like, what are the patches? And I was just like, oh, we're a band, we're filming a thing, it's like, not it's evil, our it's logo. Okay.
It's just our logo.
You know, yeah. Initially you think it's something evil, because we're all dressed in black and red, and, yeah, but... It was interesting.
So you didn't make friends with the.
It was actually pretty nice.
Nice. He was just a little, I think, thrown off.
I think
like,
actually
he was like some devil worshipper.
You should have told him, hey, just like us on Facebook. And
what gave me the idea was before one show. I think it was like Jersey Fest, like a year ago or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It was me, you, and Mike.
Oh,
we went into Starbucks, yes, all yes. dressed in black, and we came out, and the guy actually asked, "If are you guys in some kind of cult?" And that's when I was like, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, but I like that.
No, but yes.
No, but we will be.
So,
Well, the video's great. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Roulette, you guys are on Facebook, all your social media. Check it out. It's really awesome. And like I said, the track sounded good, you know. You never know when bands are going to go in a new direction or, you know, get all technological or you never know where people are going to go. And I listened to it, and it you guys evolved, and it's great. And I really liked it. So good job out of you guys.
Thanks.
Fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about the recording process, you know, where you guys recorded all that stuff. Real quick, before we talk about that, I want to talk a little bit about Sledge Pad. I use it for my bass drum. I know Joe started using Sledge Pad. You like Sledge Pad so far?
Oh, absolutely. It's I had the pillow in there from another company I won't name, and that I thought was cool. Like, you know, hey, there's this thing actually built for it. I don't have to steal my mom's pillow and,
or a blanket,
you know,
right? Yeah. Sure.
And then I was contacted by the Michelle. I think
Vermillion. Michelle Vermillion.
And she's like, "Hey, we got this great new product." And I kind of researched it, and I was like, "You know what? This seems like a really cool idea. I like the premise of it." So I said, "Absolutely." And it makes the kick drum, like, I can't wait to play more shows with it live, because it makes the kick drum just sound that much better. You get a lot more attack out of it, and it's just that sound that kicks you right in the chest. That,
yeah,
that part
right.
that hits you right here. So
that's well said.
It's very good. I'll definitely be using it for a very long time.
Awesome. Yeah, me too. And Sledge Pad's awesome. Shout out to Mike and Michelle Vermillion for Sledge Pad. It's awesome. Joe and I use it. It's definitely part of our drum set exclusively. Drummers of Roulette Invection. You know, so you know it's good right there. It's also being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink Share and Collective Soul. Guys, you can use my code right now, BobMan007, at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at sledgepad.com. All right, we paid the bills, guys. Let's talk about the recording process. I thought everything sounded good. The guitar sounded awesome. The vocals sounded awesome. I keep saying I love that riff. You guys did it at Architect.
Yes.
Okay, how did this all start? You wrote songs.
The guitars actually Mike did.
Yeah, we bought an Axe FX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made the financial decision. Yeah.
Right, because I know Mike did a lot of good cost.
He did all the stringed instruments, you know, both guitars and bass. And he, you know, he didn't mix it at his house. He just kind of...
No, we sent sent those over to Architect. So, we basically replicated their sounds that on their Orange amps that we use, because we're carrying endorsement from them for, you know, live shows and
great
things.
Man,
financially, we made the decision, you know, this is a little better for us.
Yeah, it was actually a lot nicer because you could spend all day on one part and not have to worry about, you know.
Yeah, the clock ticking.
Yeah, exactly.
I know
so
that
you could,
feeling.
You could really get it down, and that's what we did. And then we sent the files over to the Architect, where the vocals and the drums were recorded.
Shane and Mike. I mean, Mike Ferretti and I'm bad with last names today.
Stan.
Okay, thank you. I reached out to them. I'd heard of Architect before. I can't exactly remember where.
I think Chris told us, actually.
It might have been Chris.
And Mike can't mention them.
Mike can't.
Yeah, okay, that's where. And we were like, you know what, we want to try a studio that's a little more oriented toward our kind of music, the heavier, that kind of brand. And we saw they'd recorded, you know, Seven Dust, they recorded Thank You Scientist, recorded, you know, all these guys. So we're like, maybe this is the place for us. So we told them we were trying to do, said, hey, look, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Axe FX, we're using that for this. And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. in you know, through a little negotiation and talking, they let us in the door and really coached us on, you know, some things to sing, what harmonies to put where, and they had a big hand in making this EP sound the way it does. They're great.
And they did it in a way, because sometimes you get involved with producers and they don't get, you know, they don't have the same vision as you, mm-hmm. you know, or yeah. something they have is dated, their vision, you know, so did it work out? Anger.
Yeah.
But were you guys happy with the direction?
Yeah, they definitely got it, man. I mean,
that's important.
I think even before it was mastered, I think Joe and Jess showed me it and listened to it. I was like, this is us. Like,
oh yeah,
like in a good way.
That's a great
in a good way. You know, I was like, wow. Like,
and they're the most patient.
Oh yeah,
patient guys.
So patient.
Oh yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah, I got you. And they mastered it there too.
No.
Mastering went to Andy Van Dett.
Okay.
Who's done, like, Rush and Dream Theater and a bunch of big acts. So we were like, hey, you think you can do art? And they kind of hooked us up with him, and he's a wonderful guy.
Joe's got a big smile on his face right now. So I think, and Anthony too, everyone seems to be really happy with the sound, which is, I can just tell you guys are very excited about this.
I mean, we started recording it last August.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
yeah, so, I mean, it was a while. So, sure. I mean, and we got it finally mastered, what, in, like, March?
February.
February. Okay, so that's what I mean. So, like, it was a long time.
It came out great. Oh, awesome job. Now, would you guys do the usual deal? Do we do drums first, scratch guitar tracks?
The scratch guitar.
We went to Mike's. He demoed out all the songs real quick. You know, it's like a scratch track.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think
we had the electric kit.
Yeah, we had an electric kit, so we programmed out, like, he played it, but the kit's kind of crappy, so it would, like, register false hits. So Mike went in, cleaned it up, and then used that as the bass line. And then he recorded bass, and then Mike and I would do guitars. And then once we got all done with that, that's when we went to Architect. Right,
we went to we went there maybe about a total of 4 or 5 times. And I knocked the drums out in a day. They're the live drums. And then we went back and did the vocal tracks with Jess and with Mike. And even while we were there, there was, and this is where they really came in to help, there was some parts of songs were like, oh, this sounds empty. This needs something. And there's one track on there in particular, God Complex, that we kind of ad-libbed something in there, like, last second, and it makes the song sound freaking awesome. Like, it really just adds, like, this girth. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
And I'm somewhat familiar with that song. Okay, so that's interesting. All right. I'm getting some good intel here. That's why I had you guys over. I just wanted to find out what's on this record. So it sounds like you guys had fun. It sounds like Architect did a great job. We'll give him a shout. We'll give him a tag on the podcast. Awesome. So now we have this show at Paul's Tavern, July 22nd, right down the street from here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Joe, you asked us to play it, and I dropped the ball, man. I'm the best man for my buddy. I'm a planner to a fault, man. I'd make sure everyone
is it Max?
It's not Max. Oh. No, it's not Max. Yeah, he'll ask me to be his best man later, I'm sure. but joking. But, I plan months in advance, and it's a bachelor party weekend for my buddy. So when he asked me, I already had plans. And it's such a great lineup. Metal Life Crisis. And they bring people, too. Yeah. Metal Life Crisis. We got, you know, obviously Jersey Campfire Productions. My buddy Mike Camp, he always does a great job. One of the good ones, I like to say. We have Mind Riot and the Black Clouds, also very close to
you. Yeah, that was cool lineup. To get them. I know. We've been wanting to play with Metal Life Crisis for a while. Sean, we really have a good relationship with him. And Mike from Mind Riot and our Mike are really good friends. Yeah. And we've played with the Black Clouds once before, and they were just, they got such a cool, like, cool grungy sound, and they were so good and tight, and we used to see, a couple of the guys at Tuesday Night Trivia when Ground Round was over here.
Oh,
yeah, we'd see them every Tuesday.
That sounds
cool. We always liked them, you know, like, oh, maybe we could play with them, like, you know, so that was really a treat to get them on there.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And Mike had mentioned, and tell me if I'm supposed to shut up here, Mike had mentioned to me that something about download cards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's going on? We walk in the door, we're paying for entry, are we buying EPs for merch? What, there's something with download cards? Talk to me, what's going on?
The first 100 people that come through the door get a free download card supplied by this company, Drop Cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if you're one
of the
first 100...
That's with your ticket purchase.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
That's...
So the first 100 people will get the EP for free. Mm-hmm. They just have to go home and download it with their special code.
That's awesome.
Just go to a little link, put your code in, redeem it, and then you get the
Yeah, we're going to have file. Other stuff there, too.
Yeah. That's very cool. I'm not going to be here. It's a secret, but for the groom-to-be. But I'll send Kate down there and make sure she gets one, because cool. I'm excited about this EP and all these puzzle pieces, guys. Awesome. So, yeah, it's a great lineup. July 22nd, Paul's Tavern. Man, I really wish I could be there. I wish we could play with you guys.
We'll do.
Absolutely, guys. Anything else you guys want to plug? Any shameless plugs where you can check out some videos? I know you guys... Yeah, go ahead.
Probably thank Dirtbag.
Yes, Dirtbag Clothing has helped us promote this video, and they are wonderful people to communicate with and just work with, and they really genuinely care about the people on their roster, and they go to the extra lengths to help us. So, gotta thank you. Thank you, John, very much, and Doug. Also, July 8th, we are playing in Long Island at Revolution Bar and Music Hall.
Okay.
Which that'll be our first time there, and I gotta thank Toretta for that. They reached out to us, and we were honest. We were like, hey, we don't know anybody out in Long Island. We really can't bring anybody, and they were like, we just like you guys, come play.
Hey, so I was like, Toretta. We know Toretta, sure.
Yeah, so it's gonna be them. It's gonna be Bad Mary, who's been playing around. They're great. Street Throat. Vadra is the other one, which I saw somebody wearing one of their shirts at Metallica, the Metallica concert, so I was like, oh, cool.
Nice.
And am I forgetting? And El Centretta, yeah, that's it. So that's going to be a good show.
Awesome, guys. And I was going to say, obviously, check out your video on the YouTube channel. Guys, it's really great. Cool video and great song. It's our first look at the Fire EP. I'm really excited about it. And in fact, I hear there may or may not be another music video already done, because these guys handle business. So we're going to have to find out about that down the line. But guys, thanks for coming on. Appreciate a few minutes, and good luck at the show. I think it's going to be packed. You got a lot of great bands. I'm sorry I can't be there. But
all right. We'll do it.
It's going to be a great night, guys. So July 22nd, don't forget. And like them on Facebook, too. We got Roulette. We have Metal Life Crisis. We have Mind Riot. And, of course, the Black Clouds, presented by Jersey Campfire Productions. Be there. First 100 people get the EP for free. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Can't beat that. All right, guys. Thanks for a few minutes. Check them out. Roulette. We're out, guys. Peace.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon.com for some great incentives, check out Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to thank my newest patrons, Michael Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad LLC. Sledgepad is the revolutionary bass drum dampening system that make blankets in your bass drum a thing of the past. I love my Sledgepad, and it's currently being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink and Collective Soul. Use my code BOBMAN007 at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at sledgepad.com. Finally, don't forget to support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or give me a like on facebook.com/BobCulturePodcast.